The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I am Jackie Ruddy, broker owner in... with my husband and fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Hey, good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Pat. And Bob Warner, our heating and cooling professional. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you today?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks. Thanks for coming back with us. We appreciate your time. Tell me a little bit about you. How long have you been doing this, heating and cooling?
Well, it all started out with slave labor when I was about 7 years old. And my father said, "What are you doing? Come on, hop in the truck. We got work to do."
And that's what you do at your kids?
Yeah, my father's doing it since 1962, and I just followed doing it. So
it was something that always you were interested in. You liked the work.
Yeah, you grow up doing it, you like it.
And your father's still with you.
Yeah.
And he's still, you know, you guys go on your jobs together, right?
Yeah, he's not much help anymore, though.
No.
he's more of a technical advisor.
Yeah. The best part of his day is lunch.
Yes, he's a supervisor.
Yeah, what's for lunch today?
I've been at some of their jobs. He's a supervisor.
Okay. Yeah, really, he likes 12 o'clock lunchtime.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope you feed him well. You've been doing this for quite some time. You know what you're doing, obviously. You've done my house. You've done my office, our commercial building, and my residence, our residence. And you do fantastic work, and it's a really professional job. So, you know, every year on our cooling unit, should I be servicing those annually like I do my furnace?
Yeah, you should get the air conditioning checked, just like your furnace for the heat, check it for the cooling. If you do it together, like after winter time, you're going to get the dirt out of it from the winter, and now you're going to have it nice and clean to run for the air conditioning system for the summertime. So you could get it right in between the two seasons there, and you're good for the year for both your heating and your cooling.
Okay.
But so, it's something that should be done once a year.
Right. You were talking about the units. How often should you change the filter on your air conditioning unit?
If you got hot air heat with central air, you want to change that air filter every 30 days. Buy the cheaper ones. They don't need to be the real expensive ones, and keep changing them. That's your air getting filtered through there. That's going around in your house or your office building. Everything's collecting in that filter. You don't want to air through there and breathing it in.
My office filters don't seem
seem to get dirty. We have very high returns, so.
And you have a clean work environment. That determines how dirty your filters are. If you have pets
animals
roaming around, or a bunch of kids making a lot of dirt, you're sucking all that in. It's collecting in your air filter. You're going to want to change it more often.
Yeah, dirty air filter, you lose efficiency, costs you money.
Right. Okay, good points. Bob, why do you have to put a compressor on a concrete pad? Why can't you just put it on the dirt or like a wood or a stone? Why do you have to put in a concrete pad to put a compressor on the outside of the property?
Well, we put them on a concrete pad, Jack, because it's durable. It keeps it up off the ground. And it's a rigid base for it, so it's not vibrating or settling into the ground. Your Freon lines that are hooking into there are more or less delicate. You don't want them being tugged on from it settling or moving around and create a Freon leak, and then you're going to have no air.
Okay.
So that's you know, it's a professional job to put it on a nice concrete
pad.
I
never understood that, but that makes sense. Like, the earth moves and
yes, I was,
settles.
Yeah,
things settle up and down.
I was looking at a compressor the other day on the outside of somebody's house, and it was like at probably about a 45-degree angle straight down. It looked like a ship that was sinking, and I'm thinking, does that thing even work? Does it work?
Well, it works, but you want to have it level because there's drain holes inside there for when it's raining out and debris gets in there, it could get flushed out through the bottom. If it's cocked at an angle like that, it's all going to be collecting in one spot or the other. It's going to take away from the lifespan of the unit.
And, so you're just asking for problems.
Yeah, new construction is famous for that because they backfill around the houses.
Oh.
And it settles because nobody tamps it or anything. And now you put a unit there. You think the ground is pretty good and everything, and next thing you know, the unit's, like you said, leaning in towards the house because it wasn't on compacted ground.
It makes perfect
sense.
And
it's all settled in and hanging by the Freon lines.
Yeah, I would think that's bad for a unit.
Not good.
It's not good.
No. Okay, so then why is it necessary to maintain at least 2 feet of clearance around outdoor air conditioning units and heat pumps?
When that outdoor unit's running, your condenser, it's sucking all the air through the sides and blowing the heat out the top. So you need airflow to be able to get pulled through there. You don't want bushes around it, shrubbery, other structures. You want that to be able to breathe to work efficiently. So in turn, you got to give it some air around it. People don't like to see them. They want to cover them up with bushes, but your bushes are always giving off debris. It sucks all that debris in there and clogs it up like grass clippings. You don't want to be outside cutting your grass with the lawnmower and letting it blow right at your air conditioning unit and clogging it all up with grass clippings or weed whacking. It's bad for the unit. It cuts down on the efficiency of it. So
when I'm doing the blowing on my lawn, I shouldn't blow it into the compressor?
Yeah, turn your air conditioner off if you're going to be out there cutting the grass around it, and make sure your shrubbery is trimmed away from it.
I wouldn't think of that, turning it off when I'm cutting the grass. I wouldn't think of that.
Yeah, or else at least move the grass cutter a different way so it can't blow at it.
That's a good tip.
I think we should pull that ugly holly bush. And I liked it because it kind of like covered it. I don't like looking at that unit, but I would have never. And see, here you are telling me you know me and you don't even know me. I want to mask it. I want to hide it. I want to put something.
Everybody wants to hide them. There's no reason to hide them. There's nothing wrong with it. It's part of your house.
Okay.
And when Bob did ours on the outside lines of the house, what did you put? How did you hide those lines?
It's slim duct. It's a vinyl enclosure that covers up your Freon lines. And it protects the insulation over the lines, too, from the sun, the UV rays of breaking down the coating and the insulation.
And it looks nice,
yeah.
So you
and
can't
it's
even...
trimmed, and it's nice.
Blends right in. We have the lines going on the side of the house, and he's got this beautiful ductwork. It blends right in. You don't even know it's there.
No, you don't. Yeah, it is good work.
And some houses I drive by, I see these ugly black lines going up the side of the house, and then it looks terrible.
It does.
Low bidder on that job.
Low bidder. That guy was the low bidder.
He got the bargain, that guy.
It takes away from the property and any kind. It just, your eyes go right to those lines. Yep. I know what you're talking about. I know properties that have them as well. How about, is it necessary to inspect insulation on the refrigerant lines leading into the house?
Yeah, well, you want to. That's something on your yearly cleaning and your maintenance. All that should be checked. You want them to make sure the insulation's still good on them. If, like I said, they're out in the sun breaks that insulation down.
Right.
And, you know, it's all about the efficiency of the unit. It's not going to run effectively, you're not going to get as cold air, and it's going to cost you more on your electric bill.
All right. How about bleach? Do you advise cleaning units with bleach?
Well, you could dump a little bleach in your condensate lines to clean them out, because water constantly dripping in them and over the summer, they get a little buildup of mold or like a fungus that grows in there. When I clean yours, I put tablets in your drain pan and a slim pad, it's called. And that's a antifungal material that's in there, and over time it dissolves and it stops those lines from getting clogged up with all that funky stuff that gets in there. It's like slimy, you know?
You take good care of me.
Yeah. That's a yearly maintenance thing.
Yeah, that's
do
what
for
I
you.
Like. All right. See, I didn't know any of this stuff until you came in here talking to me about it. Because I trust that you are doing what you're supposed to.
That's part of your annual service. Right. That stuff goes in there, and the condensate line gets blown out, cleaned with the little brush there on your trap, and that's preventative maintenance, so you don't have problems down the road.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And today we're here with Bob Warner, heating and cooling specialist, and we're talking about maintenance of cooling
air conditioning units.
Okay. Cooling and air conditioning units.
That's right. Now, ductless or cooling and air conditioning.
Ductless, yep.
What do we do with the ductless? Do we take
the ductless? You have to clean the air filters on the inside. If you flip the lid open, there's 2 air filters, washable ones in there. You can take out and
redo that.
Pat does that.
Okay. Now, if I was to build an addition onto my home, and I say I had central air on my home already, and I was going to build a family room or some sort of one-story addition out the back. Do I tap into what's there, or do I have to put in a whole new system? What do I have to do?
Well, if your system's big enough to handle the cooling load and the heating load, that you're creating for it, BTU-wise, there's no problem with tapping in on it. But if it's something that's sized right on the border of being able to do the job, especially on the cooling end, the heat end, it'll probably get away with it. But on the cooling end, if you're trying to get a lot more BTUs out of the cooling, and you got those hot 90-degree days, it's just better off putting something else in.
Okay. Well, we're headed towards a break, and before we do so, I'm going to go over some... This is our house wanted portion of the program where we talk about buyers that we have waiting in the wings, ready to buy a home, but we just can't find what they're looking for. Pat, I know you have a cash buyer in the Mid-Valley area, cash $40,000 or less, a handyman special. We have a contractor out there that wants to keep busy in the wintertime. And he's looking in the Mid-Valley, anything out there, you know, single or whatever. But he's looking to do the work himself. He's able to do that. So he has the cash for $40,000. And Sarah Weiss in our office needs a house facing south in the Abingtons or Valley View school districts, up to $190,000. She needs 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, hardwood floors, and a good size yard. And they're pre-approved, ready to buy. She just can't find what they're looking for. So if you have a property that fits that description, you want to give us a call, we may have somebody for you. It's break time, so we'll be back shortly with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
Selling or buying a house, no question, it's a difficult decision, and you want every little detail to be perfect. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe down the road. Think Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Why should you choose Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate? Because they help people. They've been helping people do this over and over for over 40 years. They offer advice on how to decorate an empty house, how to get that old or new house ready for sale, what to repair or change to make it look its very best, what is a suitable price, and how to get it sold. Maybe you're moving into a new neighborhood. You want to know about the school, place of worship, and Little League teams. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate will guide you through every step of the process from start to finish. From the showing, the negotiating, the endless paperwork, the appraisal and inspection, then the settlement. They listen to your needs and concentrate on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Or visit us at www.jruddy.com, where you will experience the gold standard. When selling your property with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, you will experience the gold standard. Our network is your edge, where experience and expertise intersect with your real estate goals and dreams. We know and understand you want to sell at the right price with as few worries as possible. It's reassuring to know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been guiding clients down the golden path of selling for over 40 years. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate makes your dreams a reality by maximizing the exposure of your property here and around the nation, harvesting the power of the internet. We shepherd you through every step of the selling process from start to finish, from the marketing, the offer, the inspection, the contract, then the close. Great listeners, skilled negotiators, and focused on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service you deserve. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Or visit www.jruddy.com, where they will work to champion your best interests all the way.
We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I am Jackie Ruddy in with Pat Devaney.
Good morning.
My husband and fellow realtor, and Bob Warner, heating and cooling professional.
Hi, Jackie.
Hello. Okay, before the break, we were talking about different things on cooling systems and maintenance items and how to maintain those properly. Now, you know, at break we were talking about a few things, and you know what came to mind is, what if you have an older home that you're going into and they want air conditioning, what do you recommend if you don't have areas where you can run ductwork properly, and but they want the whole house cool, not just a room?
That's where the ductless split comes involved, like you have in your house. You have an older home, you can't run ductwork in it. You have a ductless split unit, it hangs on the wall, the compressor's outside, and it just blows the air in the room nice. You don't hear no noise, and it keeps you cool. That's the way to beat the system with no ductwork. People think this can't run ductwork, they can't have air conditioning, but with these new units now, you could it's also a heat pump, so you could use it like you do in between the seasons to make your heat with it, too.
We have everything. We have those units. We have a space heater in the basement. We have a boiler.
Fireplace.
A fireplace, a boiler.
You'll never be without heat.
Well, hopefully not. I mean, one never knows.
Well, though. Our boiler, something had gone wrong with it, and we had the ductless turned on, and I had the space heater
space
in the basement. And
kept you nice.
Yeah, it was 60 degrees in the house instead of the right temperature. That's how I knew that the boiler wasn't working properly.
And we have radiant heat in the flooring in the kitchen.
Yes, he did a nice job on the radiant heat in the kitchen.
A nice touch under the tile floor.
Yes, nice warm tile. And then you have the ductless blowing on you. We have everything. Yeah.
So those ductless splits, are they as expensive as central air?
They're less expensive because of the... You don't need to run all the ductwork and the labor intensity of installations.
Well, it depends on, I'm sure, brand and unit size.
Yeah, brand, unit size, what model. But you could get that in there and done in a day and be cool.
Mm-hmm.
If your house is opened up, you have a couple rooms open together, you can put one unit in there, it'll cool like the whole first floor of a house if it's more or less opened up. Or if you have separate rooms all together, like two bedrooms on a second floor, you want to put two of them off the same unit, or three of them, three bedrooms.
You can go up to four?
You can go up to four now on those.
That's great.
No, it's just a unit that hangs on the wall. It blends right in. You don't see it. You don't hear it. Nothing. It's
no,
beautiful.
Nice.
It's a great
system.
Feel the
cold air coming out. Yep.
And it's super efficient, energy efficiency.
Well, we had people over the other night. We were entertaining, and this is probably the 10th time this person's been in my house and looked up and said, oh my gosh, I never noticed that.
Yeah, they blend right in.
Blends right in. Very nice.
And you're nice and cool in the summertime.
Very, yeah.
That's
well,
right. It's not an air conditioner sticking out of the window.
Yeah.
The nicest thing, if you're watching TV, you have to have it turned all the way up.
I know.
You don't hear no fan blowing, no compressor humming. It's
nothing.
Nice and quiet.
It's a beautiful thing. Okay, when it comes to air conditioning, is bigger better or is bigger not better?
Jackie, bigger is always better.
So what I'm hearing here is size matters.
Size matters. You don't want to go too big, Jackie. You don't want to be too small either. But with your air conditioning, you should be kind of like right in the ballpark of what you need. You don't want to oversize too much, and you definitely don't want to be right on the line or under any, because it's going to just run. It's going to run all the time. It's never going to shut off. You get these hot 95-degree days, it's not going to get a break. It's not going to be able to maintain. With a bigger unit, a little bigger, it could maintain what you keep it at, and it don't have to work as hard. And it's going to last you longer. It's going to be better on your power bill, too.
So a little bit bigger, but like to get something like...
Yeah, like one size bigger is fine. You don't want to go two or three sizes bigger.
Well, that could be just as bad.
I have a friend of mine has a house on East Mountain, and he called me last summer. He's like, Bob, my unit's running for 3 days. It never shut off. I can't get my house under 75 in here. So I went up. I checked everything. Everything's blowing the right way. The air is the right temperature coming out. It's just undersized for the size house it's in. So if he had a bigger unit in there to be able to achieve it and shut off.
And he'd save money because
the
thing's not running.
Well, his power bill was $450 for that month.
Wow.
It never shut off. It just ran constant.
Now, he would have spent that money up front on a bigger unit. He would have been way ahead of the game.
Yeah. But, you know, these guys get them right on they put them right in on the money. And when you get, that's fine when it's 85, 87. Anymore, we get weather that's not like that. It might be above 90 for a couple weeks, never cool down. And that sun's just beating on your house. It's heating it up.
What is that, 6 months of winter and 2 months of 95-degree weather, right?
And nothing in between.
And nothing.
Rain and crap weather.
That's right.
All right. To get the most from your HVAC system, is it fair to say that you have to have all your ductwork, existing ductwork, properly sealed and insulated?
Yeah, well, when you're putting it in, it should be insulated the right way. If it's in an attic, it has to be insulated. If it's in living area, don't. You don't want air leaks blown out all over. That's obvious. You want to keep the air in the ductwork and blowing out where you want it to. Another thing is people, you want to run it the right way, too. You want to leave it on and let it run during the day. Just because you're going away during the day and coming home at 5 o'clock after work, you can't shut it off and expect it to cool your house down from 85 degrees to a comfortable level, like 72 or so.
In 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's going to run and run and run. Like, right. Turn it down a few degrees, or in the summer, it's up a few degrees.
Right.
Maybe 4 or 5 degrees, and don't get carried away with turning it off. You're not saving any money there.
No, just, yeah, I see your point there.
It can't recuperate that heat loss.
Yeah, he gave the same tip in the wintertime with the heat.
With the heat, yeah.
Don't turn it down too low when you leave, because then it's got to work and it's got to bring the temperature.
Bring everything back up to temp. That's like your window shades. You want to close your shades on the windows, keep that heat out. And the sun is a big heat loss coming through all the windows in the house.
Sure, sure.
And keep the windows closed. You're letting all the humidity back in your house. The whole idea of air conditioning is conditioning the air, taking the humidity out of the air, and cooling it down. Now, you go out for the day or something, you open a window, you're letting all that back in.
The warm air.
Got to work twice as hard.
Is this a fair statement? Furnaces, air conditioners, heat pumps that have been in service for a decade or more are 20% less energy efficient than today's models?
Well, it depends what model they were when they were put in. 20 years ago, they had high efficiency models that were high SEER rated, but they cost more money. So you'd have to look at every unit different. It could be a high efficiency one that was installed 10 years ago that's up to par with what today is. I mean, chances are they put the, you know, normal middle of the line equipment in, and it's probably only 10 or 12 SEER. And you could do a little better than that now, but you'd have to check it and see.
Okay. Now, getting back to ductwork and it being sealed and properly sealed, is this something that people should be checking? Is it does ductwork wear out? I don't think it does. But
metal ductwork don't wear out.
Okay.
Fiberglass ductboard, yeah, I've seen that wear out when it first came out, and some jobs people didn't have it installed the right way, and or got wet at one time or something, deteriorates, falls apart. But as a rule, it shouldn't wear out.
No.
Or fall apart. If everything was done right, it should be all right.
So how do you know if you're springing leaks?
You'll feel air blowing out. Just
when
walk
you're
around.
Walking
and,
around,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, turn it on and see and listen for anything whistling or blowing out anywhere, if it is.
And you can repair it?
Yeah, you can repair it.
You don't have to go for a new
install?
No. Yeah, okay.
You should be able to repair it. Okay. Unless it's worn away, then you got to rip it out and change it.
Okay. So, you know, on houses that have... their systems don't seem to be working the way that they want it to. There's a room that's getting cool, but there's a room that's not getting cool. There's several things that you can diagnose the problem that could be the problem. One being wrong size.
Wrong size ductwork going to the room, a damper that blew clothes off the main, you know, choking it off. Or it could be a pinch in the ductwork. If it has a round flex duct running to it, it could be pinched off. Maybe someone ran a wire or squeezed it or pinched it, blocked it partially off. Or the register itself could be partially closed. I find that a lot of people say, oh, it's not coming out here too good. Well,
you just brought up an excellent point. I have a tendency, especially at my office, to close my ductwork in the summertime because I am one of the few people, I don't claim to be normal by any stretch of the imagination, but I hate to be cold. And when I'm in air conditioning, I'm always cold. So I turn my vent.
Turn your vent off.
I
no.
do.
Winter will come and you'll be wondering why you're cold.
And that'll get promptly turned back on. And yep. The vent will be open then because I have to be nice and warm.
Yep.
But in terms of closing these vents, is there something like, are you supposed to be closing vents off a portion of your house or
no,
your room?
No, it won't hurt.
It won't?
If you're not in a room, you could close that. It's just going to blow it a little more somewhere else.
Okay, so I'm not
doing
anything.
It'll boost up the pressure blowing out in another room.
Okay, all right. So somebody else is getting my...
Yeah,
that's
cool
right. I'll be getting your cool air in my in my part of the office.
Push it over your way a little better.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, all right. Because I know that some people say, "Oh, you shouldn't be closing this off because it's
as long as it's not a return air. You don't want to block any returns.
Okay,
you need that airflow going.
Sure,
through.
Sure. Okay, no, I'm not doing that. Am
no.
I?
Nope.
Okay,
our returns are clear and high.
Okay, what do you have to say about we talked about the air ducts leaking, and what about older windows and homes and doors, older doors? I mean, they probably do play a part in heat loss and inefficient cooling. I mean, when you go to a property and you see that, I mean, do you take that all in when you're looking at a cooling system?
When you're going and doing a heat loss on a home, that's what you're looking at. Is it single pane windows? Is it double pane? Are they all on the sunny side of the house where they're going to be getting the sun all day? How much insulation is in the walls? how thick it is. Is there insulation in the ceiling, in the floor, and how many outside walls there are for your heat load coming in on the job. So that's all into consideration. Older windows, older doors leaking air. You're letting all the heat back in. So that's all boosting up the size of your system. So the more heat you got penetrating into your home, the more air you're going to need to keep it cool.
Right, right. So, I mean, and ideally it would be, say, if you're going into one of these older homes and you're giving them an estimate on cooling, ideally the windows, you know, should be the thermal pane or replacement windows and doors, and they should be looking for drafts around their doorways and leaks of air out of the home, even in the basement, like you said, in the floors and stuff like that.
Yeah, is there a basement door on the place? Like, a lot of homes have like a cellarway open to the basement. They're trying to cool the first floor. All that air conditioning from the first floor goes right down those cellar steps.
Right.
Like, they might have a finished off basement with no door on the top of the steps.
Right.
Well, that plays havoc on your air conditioning. As it's making all that cold air, it wants to seek the lowest part, and it's going right down them cellar steps.
That's
same
right.
Thing upstairs on a second floor.
The open staircase. It all comes right down the open staircase.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, that money I'm spending to cool upstairs is cooling the first floor.
Yep. It's all coming down from your second floor right down the steps. Your second floor's hot. Your first floor is freezing.
Can't get it back up there either. Yeah.
Well, we enjoyed spending time with you again today, Bob. Bob Warner. Bob Warner's Heating and Cooling Professional Company. We love dealing with you, and we thank you for your time here today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Jackie.
All right.
A pleasure talking with
Enjoy
you.
Enjoy your summer. And before we close today, Pat, will you review a listing?
Yes, I have a listing. It's 3352 Burney Avenue in Nemoosic. That's on Burney Avenue, right down by the Kmart down there. It's a 4-unit. It's listed for $162,900. It's very well-maintained 4-unit. One of the units is a beauty salon. The 3 others are residential apartments. It's got replacement windows that were put in 2009. A gas boiler was replaced in 2008. It has yearly leases, a coin-operated laundry in the basement, off-street parking in the rear in a paved area. It has a rented garage, and that is 3352 Burney Avenue in Nemoosic for $162,900.
Thank you, Pat. Before we close, we'll review a tip. This tip is from my Realtor magazine, the February edition. Erica Wolfel, Director of Color Marketing at Bayer Process Corporation, says, "Shine with sheen. Flat or matte finish is difficult to clean and shows scuffs. Increasing the sheen can brighten rooms. Eggshell or satin bounces light off the walls to make spaces seem larger. Semi-gloss, higher on the sheen level, is a good option for kitchens and bathrooms since it's easy to clean. And gloss, the shiniest of all, is best for big statement areas such as the front door. But gloss accentuates flaws, so use it sparingly." We're out of time. Thank you for listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. Again, with Jackie Ruddy and Pat Devaney.
Thank you.
And Bob Warner, Heating and Cooling Professional. Thanks again, Bob.
Thank you, Jackie.
If you have any real estate questions during the week,
you can email us at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us toll-free at 888-399-5225.
Or you can search our listings or the MLS by going to jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com. Or you can view us at Facebook at Jack Ruddy. Thank you for listening. And remember to join us next Saturday and Sunday here on 94.3 FM The Talker. Have an enjoyable day.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable, hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.